Dying Bird Box. I am Shalom, and we welcome you to The Voice of One Witness, my daughter Shelley,
who's my compatriot. And so before the world, from Genesis 2 on, before this world was reformed or recreated, he knew man was going to fall before he made Adam. So he had already slain a lamb. Mm-hmm. Well, how could that be? How could that be? Well, we'll see in a minute how it can be. Divine plans originate in the Father. Somewhere in the divine council rooms of heaven, the Father must have put forth his plan for man. Man would be a spirit made in God's image, on God's order and kind. Therefore, man would be able to fellowship with God. Man would be able to love God. Man would be created to work with God and to have dominion over the works of God's hands. For such high eternal purpose, man could not be a robot. Spirit man would be given a soul, a mind, a will, and emotions. Fallen Lucifer would tempt man's will. Man would fall into the tempter's hand. God knew that would happen. It wasn't his plan, but he knew it would happen. Mm-hmm. But God would redeem man, buy him back. God would design man for redemption in his creation. God would make man a creature of blood. God was not restricted to create creatures of blood. Angels were not created with blood. Lucifer didn't have any blood.
Right.
God and Jesus, before he came to earth, didn't have any blood.
Right. A body you prepared for me. So mm-hmm. before that, he didn't.
Before that, he had no blood. Mm. God would call man Adam, connecting him in the wonderfully revealing Hebrew language to blood. The word for blood is dam. Mm-hmm. So he's Adam. He's a creature of blood. Mm-hmm. And he would make him from the dirt of the ground, his body. And the dirt of the ground is Adama. Adama.
Sure.
And both blood and ground are red.
Yes.
And the color red is Adam.
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So you have Adam, and you have the red earth, mm-hmm. Adama. And you
see,
have blood dome, you have
yes.
blood dome, and he's a creature of blood, Adam, Adam. So it's all together, all okay. together. And God would put spirit man and his soul into a body of flesh made of the dust of the ground. The life of the flesh he would put in the blood. It is written in Leviticus 17 that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes.
Leviticus 17, 11 and 14. Man's body is called an earthen vessel, mm-hmm. and it can be broken.
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm.
And blood can be poured out of this earthen vessel, mm-hmm. a life for a life.
A life, yes.
If a divine one, now this is back in the council rooms of heaven, before God made man, we know this from Hebrews 9, 14. Mm-hmm. I'll read you that scripture in a minute.
Okay.
In some eternal moment, in some heavenly place, the one we call Savior agreed to fulfill the Father's great plan of redemption. First in heaven, when it was spoken, and eventually taking on flesh at Calvary, our Lord Jesus offered himself through the eternal Spirit without spot to God. How do we know that? Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ...
Glory.
There you have Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the Messiah. That's
yes.
what it means, the anointed
yes,
one.
Yes, the anointed one.
Through the eternal Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, offer himself without spot to God. That's the Father. Here's the Trinity right in this verse. Mm-hmm. To purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. If one will go and live a perfect life
yes.
and pay the price.
Yes.
Of justification, then I'm going to make man and redeem him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, the Messiah, offered himself.
Thank
I'll
you,
go.
Lord Jesus.
And he offered himself through the Holy Spirit to the Father. And then he became the Lamb slain
yes.
before the foundation,
before the foundation
of, the world.
Of the world.
Already
wow.
offered.
Glory to God.
As soon as God said it, and as soon as he agreed, and they had agreement in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. he was a Lamb slain. And then he came and lived it out.
Yes, he did.
And he came and lived it out, and you know what happened in the garden. And in the garden, Shelley, I've been thinking about this now. I'm kind of like Brother Hagin. I can't absolutely prove this is show, but it's true. But you can't prove that it's not. Mm-hmm. So in that garden, after man fell, God turned to the serpent, and he gave, you might say, he made a covenant with him. And he said, one is going to come. Hallelujah. This is in Genesis chapter 3. So if we'll just read there in Genesis chapter 3, and I think some of the saddest verses in the Bible. Here comes God. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God said, Adam, where are you? Ephphatah. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Before he's crowned with glory, he's having fellowship with God, but he falls, and everything is broken. So after this, God speaks to Adam. He speaks to Hava, Eve, we say, and he speaks to the serpent. And he says to the serpent, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In other words, there's a seed coming. Going to be the seed of a woman. Not going to be the seed of Adam. Mm-mm. Actually going to be the seed of God,
right,
the Father. So here's the promise of a coming one. And this coming one, he's going to bruise your head. He's going to take away your kingdom, right, everything about you. Because he had usurped authority.
Yes.
But you're going to bruise his heel. I think that Satan would never, ever have been able to crucify Jesus if it were not for that statement. Now, that's what I can't prove. Because the Bible says if they'd only known, they wouldn't have.
Right, crucified.
So he didn't reveal everything to him.
Right.
But eventually it's going to take the blood of a perfect one,
right,
to redeem man.
Yeah.
And then when that blood is shed and God receives it,
right,
then we're in the new covenant. On
glory.
Better promises.
Yes.
And like it said there, I turned away from it in Hebrews, but it said, the blood of bulls and goats, if they could purge, what about
how
the blood?
More?
How much more of the one who offered himself,
right,
through the eternal spirit,
that's right,
to the Father,
yes,
to shed his blood for you. And now our covenant, based on better promises, is in this book.
Yes.
These are the terms, these are the words of the covenant. Covenant has blood and it has words. This is testament. Jesus said, this is the blood of the, King James says, New Testament, of the new covenant in my blood.
Yes.
We've got the blood of a covenant.
We do.
I just could imagine what David would do if he had our covenant. Oh my goodness, Shelley. He would plead that covenant blood. Let's look a little bit about this covenant and how it came about. Psalm 118, we're going to get to, but before we get there, and I'm going to have to kind of go fast, Shelley.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to read Matthew 26:30, and this is when they have been in, the Jews have rejected the kingdom. Their leadership has.
During the time of Jesus.
And Jesus, then after Judas left, they're at the Last Supper, the Seder meal. And after Judas left, he presented to them what this new covenant was all about. And when they had, this is Matthew 26:30, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And so what is that hymn? What is that hymn? I always wondered when I was a little girl. Well, we know what it is. It's Psalm 118. Now, this is what they sang after he said this, because as they were eating, he took bread. This is Mark 14:22. He took bread and blessed it and broke it and said to them, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank it. And he said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And Mark 14:26 says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So they drank the blood of the covenant and they went to the Mount of Olives after they sang a hymn. What hymn did they sing before they went up to to Gethsemane? They sang Psalm 118.
Yes.
We know that's what they sing at Passover. So I'm going to read just a little bit of it to you. Psalm 118, 1, because it's filled with chesed, and it's talking about Jesus, and he's going to be put to the altar. He's going to be the stone that the builders rejected, and they're singing about it, and it's filled with chesed.
Yes.
Verse 1, oh, give thanks, and it's yada, with your hands lifted, to the Lord, for he is good, and his hesed endures forever.
Glory.
Let Israel say, his hesed endures forever.
Amen.
Let the house of Aaron say, his hesed endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his hesed endures forever. They would sing this, Shelley.
Yes.
And they would. The leader would say, let those who fear the Lord say, and everybody would say, his chesed endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is that Let's covenant go. Blood, and he's singing about it before he goes to the cross.
Yes.
And so Psalm 118 and verse 10, all nations surrounded me. Now that's Jesus on the cross. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Amplified and other translations get it better here. You thrust sorely at me that I might fall, but Jehovah helped me. And then it goes on, and we know that it is God, and he's talking about Jesus. And we especially know it because it says, let's go with verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteousness shall enter through it. I thank you. He's the gate, Jesus. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. And that word is Yeshua. Now, Jesus is singing this. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing.
Hallelujah.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Marvelous.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. They're going to go over to a new day, a new covenant. It doesn't mean this is a new day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a new day.
Yeah,
it's a new covenant. And Jesus sang about it that very day.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God,
Glory.
And he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. That cross was an altar, and Jesus is going to be bound
sacrifice.
To it
yes.
for you and me. And the psalm ends with verse 28, you are my God, and I will give thanks, yada, to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give yada to the Lord.
Praise God.
Why? Ki tov. Ki le'olam. Hasdo. For he is good.
That's why.
And his hesed endures forever.
Amen.
Jesus on the cross was the obligation of God to our covenant.
That's right.
And Jesus fulfilled God's obligation to you and me. And now we can take all advantage
benefit.
Of that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.